Most of us don't think about disaster preparedness much until something happens. It's then most people, maybe even you, will spring into action trying to quickly amass necessary supplies. In between disasters or from year to year in hurricane season, most people just hope nothing will happen. But for the past 15 years, the Pacific Risk Management Ohana, or PRIMO, conference has sought to change our collective preparedness mindset. The conference is happening this week. Yesterday, during a break, I sat down with Executive Director of the National Disaster Preparedness Training Center, one of a dozen organizations sponsoring the event. Carl Kim had a couple of reminders.
We have to remember that here in Hawaii, we are exposed to multiple hazards and threats. We have active volcanoes, we have earthquakes, we have the potential for tsunamis, and then all sorts of weather-related hazards, storms, hurricanes. Because we've seen the greater incidence in many of these types of events and hazards and threats, they're not just natural, they're also man-made hazards. I think that there's growing awareness and concern about different types of threats and hazards. And I think part of the way that we cope with it is through being prepared, through training and education, through working together through meetings like this PRIMO conference that we're holding this week. That's the Pacific Risk Management Ohana.
A lot of the message is the same. You've got to get prepared, and this is why. But for people who say, well, you know, okay, I've got this stuff that's been sitting there, I didn't really use it, or they have very short-term memories about just what happened a few years ago when we did have some rather serious incidences that caused us to have to dig into some of those supplies around the state. Is it really possible for people to get the message and do something about it?
Well, that's why I think it's really important to have these meetings and conferences like this where we're bringing people together who have been through these events recently, who have been through these experiences where they can demonstrate and describe and talk about the importance of preparedness. In addition to the natural hazards, we also suffer from the tyranny of distance. We are the most isolated place on the planet. So there isn't much mutual aid. There aren't adjacent states or other sources of support in the event of a disaster. We're not connected by railways or big highways. We're really limited to what we can ship in to our ports and to our airports and so forth. And they could be damaged in an event as well, too. So that's why I think it's very important to build a culture of preparedness, to think about these events. You know, there are really two types of events that we're worried about. There's, you know, something really suddenly happens, an earthquake, a tsunami, a storm develops quickly, and that's one type of it. But then we also have these more gradual, they're sometimes referred to as creeping events, you know, things like sea level rise or erosion or just the gradual global warming or change in our atmosphere that's causing problems like drought or other types of shortages or changes in our ecosystems as well, too. So these are the types of hazards and threats that we really need to think about and build into the way we plan our cities, build our communities, the way that we manage and maintain our built environment, but also our relationship with the natural environment. And so that's what this meeting and conference is about.
How well networked do you see some of the agencies and organizations who deal with preparedness? I mean, now we have in the city and county of Honolulu an office designated for climate change. We've heard from leaders of countries who have come here to say, look what happened here, and this is because of the creep that you talked about a moment ago. How well, in fact, is all of this network to be able to benefit from it, especially given the fact that we are kind of, you know, out here by ourselves?
Right, right. Well, that's really important. And we've been doing PRIMO. This is our 15th year of having the PRIMO meeting. And we do work before the conference and after the conference as well, too. And remember that PRIMO is a collection of federal agencies like NOAA and FEMA, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, as well as local, state and local emergency managers. And then also we've added to that NGOs or non-government organizations, the University of Hawaii, Pacific Disaster Center, other groups that are working on different aspects of technology, data exchange, developing new products and services. So these are the types of things, as well as the importance of managing the environment in terms of building strong communities, resilient communities. And so we've brought together many leaders from the Pacific Island nations. For example, President Hilda Heine, who is the first female elected president of a Micronesian country. Also, former President Tong, Anote Tong from Kiribati.
We talked to him last year, I remember.
Yeah. So he's come back again. And Governor Calvo of Guam is here. He's very interested in kind of sharing information about technologies and ways in which we can build resilient communities.
So, Carl, after this is over, if there is a message that you need people to clearly understand this time around that perhaps even when we talked last year that they didn't, what would it be?
Well, I mean, we look at this in terms of stages. First is building awareness.
And we haven't done that in 15 years?
I think we can do more. We can always
do more.
Yeah. And to see these examples of what the potential threats, the hazards, the risks are, right? And we have little displays there that show the effects of sea level rise or the effects of global warming and at that, but then also solutions. And so that's what's exciting and interesting. We have people that have actually built things, done things, changed things, made new policies to make their communities stronger.
Do people even know if they're in a floodplain now? I know they were changed not that long ago, but there seems to be still some questions when people think about home as being in one of them.
Yeah, and that's really important to increase the awareness of that, but then also to find out if you are in a floodplain, what are some of the tactics? What are some of the things that you can do to protect your property, to make sure that if there is a flood, that you're safe, that you have a place to evacuate to? And these are the types of, and when I get to that next level, after building awareness, it really is building capacity to respond to as well as recover from these hazardous events. And so the response involves, well, can you evacuate? Do you know where to evacuate to? Where is a safe place? When will you evacuate? Do you have a ready bag? These are the types of activities that you can do.
So what happens after this conference this year is finished and you still need to make inroads into the community? What are the ongoing activities that keep getting this information out there?
Right. We have different HUIs or working groups that work throughout the year. We have, for example, one that focuses on risk assessment and planning, and it's identifying where the hazard zones are, where the risks are, what the threats are. Another one is on information technologies, geospatial technologies, mapping, so that we have the best maps and information associated with that. We also have a training HUI, a training and education group that looks at the different types of ways in which we can embed the curriculum, resilience curriculum, into different types of educational programs. And then one of the most interesting groups is the Indigenous Knowledge group that looks at, well, this is not a new problem. This is stuff that we've been having to deal with for many, many years, and there's actually a lot of indigenous knowledge, local knowledge, about how to deal with these different types of hazards and threats. And we need to make sure that we've incorporated or work closely with local communities to understand the practices, behaviors, culture, to really make our programs more effective.
Carl Kim is the executive director of the National Disaster Preparedness Training Center. The Primo Conference runs until tomorrow in Honolulu.